I knew he was gay, and we used to cruise on Miami Beach sometimes. And we would see somebody coming, and I'd say, he's nice looking. Yeah, I'd say, I believe you're right. At first, I didn't realize it.
So the very first time you went to the bar music with this
I friend. Was with Guy. I used to go to a lot of places with Guy.
How many times?
And they claim that I met one of Guy's friends one time, and Guy says, she looks like she belongs to the Salvation Army. I had long braids around my head, and I wore rather dowdy clothes. So one time Guy got me some underwear, and he says, for God's sake, I'm so sick of seeing your undies on the line. When you wash, at least you'll have something cute.
And where did he see your underwear?
We lived in the same rooming house. Ate meals together, did all kinds of things together. And so Guy looked at me one day and he said, let's cut your hair. And I said, okay. So I had a friend who had a beauty parlor. She was crazy about the guy who did the scissors work, you know, shampoo. And Guy and I went in there and got my hair cut. And boy, it sure made a difference in my personality. I wasn't the Salvation Army lassie anymore.
Well, it made a difference in your appearance. How did it make a difference in your personality?
Well, the U.S., you know what USO was? It was called Officer Training School. Officer.
Wait, USO or OSS or what?
No, it wasn't.
USO is the
OTS, Officer Training School. And so I was working in an office where there were a bunch of women.
What happened to the child welfare officer? Child?
Well, that
was one of the jobs.
I was in my own office and I had my own secretary. And then the other people were in the rest of the office and they were doing other kinds of social work with welfare.
So you had a position of some authority.
Yeah, I was what they called caseworker 2, which was almost being a supervisor, but I had a supervisor. So these gals, I said, look, the USO wants us to come over and dance with these guys, and they're OTS fellas, and they're awfully nice. So I found it very easy to walk up to a fellow and I'd say, Mary Brown's been looking at you all evening. She thinks you're the best looking man in the building. And, well, that's lawn lady. And they waltz off and Mary Brown got herself married. There were four different people in that outfit who married some of those guys. And I ran around with a couple of guys. One guy wanted to marry me, but he said I'd have to let the children be brought up as Catholics. And I thought that took care of that. Besides, I was already dating Daddy at the time, so
the
I'd
first
date
time
Daddy at midnight and date them from 8 until midnight.
The first time you met Dad, you went to the bar music once or twice before you actually met him.
Yeah.
Say 3 times.
I met him, I saw him at the bar music once. The second time I saw him was when the hurricane happened, and that was it. And he said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a social worker. And I said, what do you, he said he had a little girl, and he showed me a picture of Joan, and we went on a picnic during the day, Saturday, I guess.
Like
and my
days.
Car got, he could not, he never had a night off. He worked
seven
nights a week, right, the bar and music. And our car got stuck. My car got stuck. And I called the automobile club, and the automobile club car got my car and stuck, and he was stuck. We left him there. Otherwise, it would have been like this.
You and Dad and Joan went out?
No. Joan was living here with her mother.
So he was completely by himself.
He lived in the Georgian Hotel by himself. And after a while, I came over and slept there occasionally.
Did he have other girlfriends? He must have.
We didn't talk about him.
You didn't.
We didn't. There was a widow. He talked about her. He used to make fun of her. And then there was Roger and Rosemary living on a houseboat in Miami.
They were the owners of the...